Hi, welcome to your daily report exclusively for Giants season ticket holders. Anita Marks here with Paul Dottino. And Paul, Tom Coughlin spoke to the media today about going up against the Seattle Seahawks, and he knows JPP is going to have to be at his best. Let's listen in.
And he knows. He looks at it. He's very explosive in practice and sometimes not as explosive in games. And we're trying like heck to work with his technique a little bit more to give him a little bit of an edge. And so that's basically where we are.
All right, Paul. So working on JPP's technique, have you seen anything different the past few weeks?
Well, it's strange because the game against Dallas, he was the best he had been all season long. In fact, he looked like the JPP of old from some years ago. And then the other night against the Colts, he kind of got invisible again. So what they're really trying to work on is his get-off and that first quick burst, that first quick move. JPP understands he's got to get better. Hey, Tom said, I'd settle for 12 sacks. I don't even need 16 or 17. I'd be happy with 12.
All right, well, JPP spoke to the media as well about, him spending some extra time working on his craft.
I'm watching more film like I always do. I'm watching film of myself, and criticizing myself. I always take criticism from the coaches or whatever. I don't bat sass or anything. As long as they tell me, hey, look, this is what you need to do, I'll do it.
All right, Paul, so let's look forward to the Seattle game because obviously JPP wants to pin his ears back and get after Russell Wilson, right? But at the same time, Marshawn Lynch is the straw that stirs that offensive drink. So how does he prepare for this game?
Well, the thing is, it's about discipline, Anita, because as well as I do, when you have a mobile quarterback who's going to do a lot of stuff horizontal and whether or not he's going to run with the ball, and remember now, Russell Wilson leads NFL running backs with nearly 400 yards rushing this year, and then you also have beast mode who breaks a lot of tackles. So it's about maintaining your lanes, being very disciplined, keeping your eye on the ball, and making sure you follow through as you attack the line of scrimmage. Don't go sideways and give them any extra creases.
All right. Again, Paul Dottino, Anita Marks for your exclusive daily report.